Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
Good evening, everyone.
This is Joe Ripley speaking from Times Square in the heart of New York City. And all this week, Americans from coast to coast are contributing old aluminum for national defense. Well, we've asked the Honorable Stanley M. Isaacs, the borough president of Manhattan, to come to my microphones and see if he has a word for you. Here's Mr. Isaacs.
I want to thank you, people of Manhattan, for the way you have responded to the appeal of our Mayor LaGuardia for aluminum for defense. This drive is a mighty important one. It represents the first time that all of the people have had an opportunity to take part in the defense program, and don't think that the results are not being carefully watched abroad.
Even before the attack on Pearl Harbor, the United States was establishing a wartime economy. Following December 7th, mobilization was moving so quickly that the raw materials of war were becoming harder and harder to find. Shortages of aluminum, steel, and copper began to appear. The war effort was further hindered following the Japanese conquests of Malaya and the Dutch East Indies in early 1942. Most of the United States supplies of rubber, tin, and oil were now cut off. While the Office of Price Administration instituted rationing to meet this crisis, other groups were conserving the existing supply of resources through scrap and salvage drives.
Here in New York, the newspaper committee sponsoring the scrap metal collection announces that three western states lead in per capita contributions. They are Kansas, Utah, and Oregon.
By the fall of 1942, scrap and salvage drives had become a patriotic duty. Thousands of Americans were helping to pay for the war by recycling tires, copper wire, cooking grease, and essential war materials.
We may find the ghosts of our liberty and freedom haunting us if we don't collect scrap today. Junk makes fighting weapons. We must collect all kinds of junk, and in particular, we must get in waste fats. Women of America, the waste fats you save will help make explosives to down Axis planes, stop their tanks, sink their ships. Start saving waste fats today for victory.
I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.